Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about, we send our signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, let me just tell you before I go any further, we are proud to have ZLA Solutions as one of our partners. They've been advertising with us since this show began. And I'm just telling you, folks, they do an amazing job at helping businesses find solutions that make their business better. That's their goal in life. One of the ways they do that is through staffing. So if you need people, man, there's no better way to go than to get in touch with ZLA Solutions. You can find them on their website, zlausa.com. I mean, it doesn't matter what you need. You can need just onesies and twosies, you know, special niche kind of skills. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it, and get you a whole shift of people if necessary. But yeah, ZLA Solutions, their website, again, zlausa.com. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. These are friends of mine, and I get the biggest kick out of it when they tell me they've heard some more. All right, Butters, day two, brother. You done fine job, man. You just jumped right in.
Well, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for pushing all the right buttons at the right time. We're going to dump into a subject that you might know a little bit about. Former Navy guy, strategic plans guy, Pacific-oriented guy, China rising.
Mm.
So the near peer adversary on the world for us right now remains China. Would you agree?
Well, I'll stop you right there. Peer competitor, not near peer.
Oh, you don't think near peer. You're saying no. Peer.
Oh, yeah.
God, Butters.
Hey, look, I love this country, but, you know, I'm also a realist when you start talking about combat operations.
No, I'm not arguing. I do think it's amazing what we have. What was you said during the break? We were talking about the spy balloon. Mm-hmm. That flew over, oh, yeah. And I said, "What do you think, man? I think it was gathering SIGINT or signals intelligence." And your response was, "It doesn't matter." That it was about what? You said what?
It's about conditioning. The fact they did it.
Oh yeah,
we do the same thing with our ships going. Just, you know, it's just between the islands and all that stuff.
Getting us used to the fact that they can whenever they feel like it.
Just mm-hmm.
And you won't do a thing there, United States, until it's traversed all the way over and you shoot it down on the far side.
Yep.
And by then, we've accomplished our mission. It's just unreal. So, by the way, Butters, have you heard about what's going on with China and Cuba? Have you seen this one?
Little whispers.
So, first of all, John Kirby, former Admiral Kirby, who is the spokesperson for the National Security Council, you would think he would know, but he came out right away and said, "That is not happening." What were his words? He said, "I've seen that press report. It is not accurate." The press report he's referring to, story here on the AP, dated 2 days ago. Wall Street Journal broke a story that said the U.S. intelligence community is aware now that apparently China is operating a spy base in Cuba and then upgrading that. They're going to, in a deal, they're going to pay billions of dollars to Cuba to build a new intel gathering capability, probably largely on signals intelligence, so they can scoop up signals from the southern portion of the United States. I mean, it's only, what, 100 miles off the shore of South Florida?
Yeah, not even that.
Yeah. So John Kirby says, "That is not accurate." Well, 2 days later, so apparently that is accurate. After claiming reporting about a planned Chinese spy base in Cuba was inaccurate, National Security Council's Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby admitted on Monday that the Chinese do indeed have a foothold in that country, and they are planning to use that territory to target the United States. I mean, Cuban Missile Crisis, anybody? So what do we do about this? Anything at all? Do we let it ride? Do we just go ahead and say, you know, go about your business and pretend that doesn't happen?
It's a complicated conversation, but I will say, you know, it's going to be interesting when they park a carrier 13 miles off the coast of California. So,
is that our territorial waters 13 miles?
No, 12 miles.
12 miles.
But I will point out, as a guy that's been there, done that, you know, we do the same thing with our carriers. And so part of it is a smaller world. But
it's a freedom of passage thing.
Absolutely.
And I get it. We pass through the Taiwan Strait.
But building an island to increase your territorial waters and letting them get away with that. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, in the South China Sea, China has been dredging up sand and building islands. Why would they do this? Well, Butter just nailed it. Because your territorial waters are based upon where your hard ground is and 13 or 12 miles out from that, according to international law. So I asked you a minute ago, these islands they've built, you said they're how big?
Well, they're big enough to put airports on and station fighters and bombers. So it's a huge problem. It's the denial of the – and they've got some really good weapon systems. But, I mean, look, they've been very forthright that they want to take over as the preeminent superpower. They're making no bones about it. So,
And they're getting around the world doing it. Story here, it's not just, by the way, what they're doing as to us – it's how they're undermining us in other places. Here's one. So remember when Trump took office, there was this sudden thaw in Middle Eastern relations. I mean, Trump went over and they had a massive state event for him in Saudi Arabia, which had no one could remember that happening before. And then the Abraham Accords, and then moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, Trump was in there. He was making waves, but it was working. Well, here we are today. Reuters reporting as of 2 days ago, Saudi Arabia is seeking new cooperation with China and ignoring Western concerns. In fact, not just ignoring, saying that they're ignoring it. So yeah, Riyadh, June 11th. Saudi Arabia wants to collaborate, not compete with China, the kingdom's energy minister declared on Sunday, saying that he, quote, ignored Western suspicions about the growing ties. As the world's top oil exporter, Saudi Arabia's bilateral relationship with the world's biggest energy consumer is anchored by their hydrocarbon ties. But cooperation between Riyadh and Beijing has also, quote, deepened in security and sensitive tech amid a warming of their political ties to the concern of the U.S. When he was asked about criticism about it, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman said, I actually ignore it because as a business person, you go where the opportunities come your way. So the complete lack of – he actually ignores it? No. That's actually called the cold shoulder.
Mm.
He's not ignoring it. He knows exactly what he's doing. And I guarantee you, if Trump was still in office, there would be a quick visit by Pompeo in the dark of night to make sure that Saudi understood something that we needed them to understand on the side. And the bilateral relationships with China would likely go by the wayside.
Well, so it's really complex today, but I go back to the simple world that my grandfather flew missions in his B-24 into Germany to bomb ball bearing factories to try and stop the manufacturing of war. What happens when you just own all the manufacturing capability? You don't need to go bomb anybody's manufacturers because you own them. So,
So your granddad flew B-24s of the Schweinfurt ball bearing factories.
Oh yeah, out of Italy.
Massive, massive missions.
Yep. But you know, that I always when I talk about China, that just goes right back to my head. Like, why bomb it if you can just own it and run it and control all of it?
Well, so at this point, watch Saudi Arabia own a big chunk of it. But then China's looking to own most of the world too. In fact, I've got several stories here. How are we doing on time? Yeah, we're good. So, first of all, you will take heart in knowing that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed over to China sometime soon.
Okay.
Yay. That's the guy who left all the Americans in
Better
Afghanistan.
Better than Dennis Rodman.
That was Korea.
I know.
That was North Korea. But this is a major thing that is happening on a daily basis. So if you think for a second that China is just trying to build out Chinese territory or get good China deals, no, it's not. We had an opportunity in the Middle East to continue what the Trump administration had been doing with the Abraham Accords and in building alliances and in making sure that that Iran was isolated. What happened most recently? China came in the absence of negotiations with the United States at the forefront and became the chief negotiator between Saudi Arabia and Iran. What the heck? We were just there. This is how little respect the Saudi Arabians have. I mean, when you got the House of Saud that does not even care what the president, well, of course, the president of the United States has insulted them at every turn. He just insults them at every single turn. So they're not going to lose face with him. They're just going to go ahead and, hey, China, how you doing? Hey, Iran. Oh, okay, we can talk to you as long as China's working. It's not just there, though. Besides the deals in Cuba, China is making huge inroads into Afghanistan. Pray tell, why would that be? Maybe because the Biden administration has zero foreign policy, and they created the vacuum, and guess who filled it? China. Yeah. Taliban agreed with China and Pakistan to extend the Belt and Road Initiative to Afghanistan, potentially drawing in billions of dollars to fund infrastructure in projects around the country. Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang and his Pakistani counterpart Bilawal Bhutto Zardari met in Islamabad on Saturday and pledged to work together on Afghanistan's reconstruction process, including taking the $60 billion China-Pakistan economic corridor to the Taliban-ruled region. I'm just telling you, this is everywhere we look. But it's not just in Afghanistan. How about Africa? The African continent has become China's playground. And I tell you, one of the most interesting ways that they are buying favor. They are doing things like, oh, I don't know, in Zimbabwe, they just built them a $200 million parliament building and gave it to them as a gift with no loans attached, according to VOA News. Zimbabwe's new parliament gives an architectural nod to the country's famous ancient ruins. Lesotho has a design resembling a, whatever, conical straw. Anyway, bottom line is this. China built it for them. It's more than they could have ever built by themselves. And China came in and said, we'll do that for you. I feel certain it's bugged. Bugged like you would not believe. But then on top of it, what they're really doing is they're currying favor. By the way, you appear to have some natural resources we would like to extract.
Yep.
Perhaps you could make some decisions in that new parliament building that we built for you. And they're doing this, by the way, they're doing it all across Africa. It's not just one. This has happened in 15 African countries. China has so far built or refurbished parliaments in 15 African countries, including the Republic of Congo, Liberia, Mozambique, the Seychelles, and Guinea-Bissau, as well as other government buildings such as Burundi's presidential palace and the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia. China. Such benevolence.
What's really good is to see all of this in the traditional media being all covered and talked about.
Well, I had to hunt that stuff down.
I know.
That's not a top headline on Fox or CNN.
That's sarcasm. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's open source, though, at the same time. I mean, you go out there and dig, you can find this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to pull it together to create the open source analysis. I mean, you can't go to Fox and get the big story about what China's doing around the world. You got to pull all these little stories together and look at it and go, yep, China's rising. In the meantime, 2 days ago, Taiwan scrambled its jets as a Chinese war party crossed the median line for the second time in just days. Taiwan's Air Force scrambled fighter jets, according to Fox News, Sunday after a war party of 10 Chinese aircraft crossed the median line. By the way, a sortie of 10 aircraft is not an accident.
No.
They didn't cross that line without intent. They were testing. They were probing. They were doing what the land guys would call recon by fire. And they were also watching to see what kind of scrambling effects it brings to Taiwan. What do they do? What spins up? What radar sites go active? You know the deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Take me to a break, Butters. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back, put a lid on the day. I got all three dippers done and a sidebar. Whoop, whoop. It's been a full day. You done good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Held on during the break, so I'll jump over to line one. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Phil. Good. Stuck in traffic like always.
Oh, you must be in Nashville.
Could be.
Oh, what you thinking today, man?
Hey, you know, with Biden and everything, he truly is the Manchurian candidate, because we're just now finding out what the Ukraine people have against, you know, on the Biden and everything, what deals he's made. We don't know all about Russia, and we don't know all about China, and we know they gave him large sums of money, you know, Biden and everything, his boy and everything. What was it, over $1 billion to handle? I think.
Unreal. And the Chinese even funded the Penn Biden Center where they found those classified documents, if I recall.
Yeah. How much, talk about sharing documents. I think we're just reaching the tip of the iceberg on a lot of this stuff and everything. It's hard telling what we'll find out, because you know that the administration is completely corrupt. Right now, the United States is in tyranny. We have a tyrannical government because we have, you know, basically, the executive branch is enforcer of all the laws, and they're only enforcing it against the people, their enemies, basically, and making up stuff for the rest of us.
Yeah, it goes back to that Dipper I had today about blind justice. It's not blind anymore. Justice is taking the blindfold off and deciding who it wants to apply to.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's weaponized, basically, because... Yeah, it's worse than this, you know, being blind. It's being weaponized. And like I say before, you know, you have no constitutional rights unless the government protects those rights for you. And they don't have any the Biden administration doesn't want to protect any of your rights right now. They have no interest in that whatsoever.
Well, and all the more reason, though. I mean, I agree with you. If they're not enforceable, then you really don't have them. But that's why we've got to make sure that we stay loud and we don't sit idly by and just let it happen. We can't be like the frog in a pot that just gets slowly boiled over time and wind up accommodating their intent to take over our liberties.
Yeah, I know you hate to hear this, but the Constitution has a remedy for that. I don't think I'm quite that crazy. It's coming down the pike if things don't change.
Well, I know what you're saying, and I look at it and think, let's don't get there right now. Let's just change the freaking administration with an election next year and get ourselves back on track. That's where I hope it goes, brother. Hey, listen, man, we're less than a minute out from the break, huh?
Our elections credible, though.
Well, the last one. They're what we got right now, man. Let's keep working. Be careful on the road, buddy. We got to go. All right, listen, we got tons done today, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Don't forget Grand Council tomorrow at 4. We're going to wind up having a guest on, making an announcement about a run for a statewide office. You're going to want to hear that. And then on top of it, Butters, just so you know, John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Butters did an awesome job. You get an A++ for a flawless display of button pushing. And Phil, I'm giving you an out of this world A++. You even got through one of those mini dippers I suggested. I forgot he did suggest that. We call them sidebars, John. Sidebars. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Butters, appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Glad you're here. Thanks for your service. And I'm sure y'all will be hearing from Butters more. All right. Listen, great day. Great day. And remember, there's more of us than there are of them. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2. Out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.